Hello again, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're looking at how to protect food whilst we're working on the line, keeping things clean, controlled, and safe for everyone. Protecting food on the line isn't just about presentation or quality. It's about preventing contamination and stopping accidents. A tidy, well-organized workspace means fewer slips, fewer cross-contamination risks, and smoother production for everyone on shift. So we need to start with the basics, a clean, tidy workstation. Spilled ingredients, stray packaging, or tools left on benches can all become hazards. A bit of flour or oil on the floor might not seem like much, but it can cause slip, falls, or spread bacteria. So make a habit of cleaning as you go. Wiping down surfaces regularly, binning waste promptly, and returning tools to their stations. It's the small habits that make the biggest difference. We need to make sure that we're using the right cleaning products. Never just grab any cleaner. Only use the approved site chemicals, the ones that have been tested and signed off for food areas. Household products can leave residues or even react with food materials. So before using any cleaning product, check the COSH label and safety data sheet. Make sure you're wearing the correct PPE, which might include gloves, eye protection, or aprons. Mix and apply only as trained. Stronger doesn't necessarily mean better. And always store cleaning chemicals in their designated areas, away from ingredients and packaging. Personal items and hygiene on the line. No phones, no drinks, no snacks near the production area. Personal items bring in bacteria, dirt, and distractions. Keep them in lockers or in the canteen. And if you touch your face, hairnet or mask, wash and sanitize your hands before handling food again. And to allergen management, one of the most critical areas in food safety. Even the smallest trace of an allergen can trigger a serious or life-threatening reaction. So here's what good allergen controls can look like. Segregated storage, keeping allergenic ingredients clearly labeled and stored separately. Dedicated utensils, equipment, and colour coding. Don't mix spatulas, scoops, or trays between allergen and non-allergen lines. Consider the running order. Where possible, produce allergen-free products first and run allergen-containing products last to reduce the need for deep cleans during the shift.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
Cleaning and verification. After working with allergens, a full clean down is essential. This includes dismantling equipment, rinsing, applying detergent and sanitizer, and allowing time for it to dry before reuse. Some sites will use instant allergen swabs or send samples for lab verification to confirm cleaning success. If you're responsible for these checks, take them seriously and record the results accurately. Cross-contamination awareness. Always think about how food, people, and materials move around your area. Use the right PPE and colour-coded gear for your zone. If you move from a raw material area to a ready-to-eat area, or from allergens to allergen-free, you must change gloves, wash hands, switch aprons or coats. And remember, never move equipment between zones unless it's been cleaned and authorised. Chemical and allergen safety. When lines overlap. Sometimes cleaning chemicals and allergens are handled close together, like during changeovers. Keep chemical containers sealed and away from open product. If a spill happens, follow your site's emergency spill procedure immediately. Contain it, clean it, and report it. Never try to fix it quietly. The delay could cost someone's safety. And think before you act. Protecting food isn't about memorizing every rule. It's about awareness. So ask yourself, could what I'm doing right now contaminate the food or put someone at risk? If there's any doubt, stop, fix it, or call for help. So to sum up, keep your workspace clean and clear. Use only approved cleaning chemicals safely and correctly. Keep personal belongings out of production areas. Manage allergens through separation, cleaning, and testing. And think about where you move, what you touch, and what you could transfer. These simple steps help to protect food, the customer, and every one of us working on a line. And that's it for today's episode. Next, we will look at following procedures and keeping accurate documentation. It matters more than you might think. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.